Hello and welcome to episode number 105 of the Empowerment Coach podcast. Fortunately, I am myself today again, and I am hoping to get my coach tied down to a date so we can get a wee recording going ahead. Once I've done a recording with him, I'm definitely going to start to bring in other guests just to add another wee dynamic to the show. So, let's say welcome back. Or welcome for the first time. If this is your first one, hello, hello, hello. My name is Donna. I am the Empowerment Coach. And if this is you just coming back, then hello, welcome. Nice to have you back with us. So this podcast is for women who are ready to reclaim their power, to rise from survival and to come home to the truth of who they are. Now, I say it's for women, and it is primarily for women, but a lot of the stuff that I touch on will also relate to both sexes and children as well. So today's episode is a bit of a special one. I'm sharing why I chose to launch my next retreat on Friday the 13th, because obviously we are led to believe that's such an unlucky number. This is a misunderstanding. It is like a fear avoiding of the Friday the 13th. Excuse me, I'm still getting over this well, a gram of water. I'm still getting over this kind of weird viral thingamajig. So yeah, over the years we've been led to believe that it's a date to be feared, if you like, or avoided. But actually, what if I told you Friday the 13th is actually one of the most sacred, feminine, and powerful days of the year? So we're going to start by rewriting the narrative and also be revealing what awaits for you at the next retreat coming up in September. So, Friday the 13th, let's start here. It's been branded as unlucky. But that story is steeped in patriarchal fear and disconnection from the feminine. In ancient times, Friday was the day of the goddess. Yes, it was. And the goddess was actually named Freya, the Norse goddess of love, beauty, and fertility. And the number 13 is deeply connected to divine feminine. There are 13 lunar cycles in a year. A woman's menstrual cycle often follows 13 moon phases, and it's the number of transformation, rebirth, and initiation. So when Friday the 13th arrives, it is not a day to fear. It's a day to honor your beautiful inner power and break free from all those old stories and step into your new next chapter. And that's partially the reason why I launched Unsure to Unstoppable Retreat 2.0 on that very, very date, with complete and utter intention. I also happen to be born on the 13th, so the 13th has always been my lucky number. No matter if I'm picking a bingo or if I'm doing some sort of other thing where you've got to pick a number, 13 is always my go-to. So let's talk about this retreat. I launched it on Friday, the 13th, and we are now sitting the 18th, of June, which is, so it was launched 5 days ago, which is so exciting. There's also already half the spaces gone, which is like incredible. So it's going to be in the 12th to the 14th of September. We're going to be gathering in the same place I had the first retreat in. So in King, I always get this pronounced wrong, Kingussie. Kingussie, I think it's Kingussie. Maybe I'm still pronouncing that wrong. But up north. And it's a place where you're not expected to perform. You're not expected to be somebody to somebody else. You're not expected to be strong or have it all together. It's a place where you can just be you, lay it all down and rebuild in truth. Now, whether that laying it all down is something you do, or something you hold, or something you do externally, or something you do in quietness and stillness, it is entirely up to you. This retreat is for women who feel like they're ready for more. More connection, more stillness, more embodiment of your truth. And more space to finally ask yourself, who am I when I'm not surviving? Who am I when I'm not being mum to such and such? Who am I when I'm not being daughter, sister, carer? teacher, whomever, whatever your job role may be, like who am I at my core? What lights me up inside? What must I let go of? What must I bring in? So together we'll move, we'll breathe, we might cry, we'll definitely learn, we'll reflect, we'll release, and we'll rise, supported by nourishing rituals, empowering workshops, soulful sisterhoods, and grounding nature. How beautiful does that sound? So this is your moment to unplug from the noise and reconnect with that voice that matters the most, and that's yours. The energy of the Friday the 13th isn't about superstition. It's about choosing you, even when the world says that you shouldn't. And that is exactly what this retreat is. It's a declaration that you're no longer available for a life that dims your light. It's a sacred space to transform from unsure to unstoppable, as the hashtag line says. If you've been feeling a nudge, a little whisper in your soul, then this is your sign. You don't need to wait for rock bottom. You just need to answer the call. And all of those little excuses that you're making in your head. I had a conversation with a girl yesterday, and it's fear. It is all driven by fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of judgment, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of all sorts of different things. And when you can hold it and say these things for what they are, and walk in despite of it, and step forward despite of it, that is where growth lies. Last year, I keep saying last year, it was literally a couple of months ago. At the last retreat, not one single person didn't have that fear. Not one single person didn't feel a little bit uncomfortable. But they done it anyway. So they felt the fear and they done it anyway. And every single one of them came out of that retreat with so much light bulb moments, so many different thought processes, different perceptions, like a whole new lease of life, a whole new thought process to life, loads more tools to help them on their way. It is not a magic wand, but it is a gateway to change. So if your heart is racing and your body is saying yes, even when your mind is throwing all these crazy doubts in, trust it. Your power doesn't lie in being fearless. It lies in being brave enough to rise anyway. So all the details of the Unsure to Unstoppable retreat are on my socials, and they're on my LinkedIn, not LinkedIn, Linktree on my wee website. You can get them there. Spots are already being claimed, and I would be honoured to hold space for you there too. So it was a wee short and sweet episode today, all about this beautiful life-changing retreat. And it really is life-changing, not in its moment, but in all the moments that come after it. I cannot wait to take more beautiful women through this process, and guide them into themselves. And I am so honoured I get to do this work. So until next time, keep choosing you. You're not here to play small. You are here to friggin' arise. Have a magical, magical day. Speak soon. Bye.